It's Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 24th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President-elect Donald Trump took to YouTube last night to pass a Thanksgiving message to the country. He called for unity after what he called a bruising presidential campaign.
It's time to restore the bonds of trust between citizens. Because when America is unified, there is nothing beyond our reach. And I mean absolutely nothing. Let us give thanks for all that we have, and let us boldly face the exciting new frontiers that lie ahead. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
This past Sunday, President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence visited Lamington Presbyterian Church in Bedminster, New Jersey for worship. Trump arrived to cheers from the congregation and left with applause, according to the Christian Post. The church is 4 miles from the Trump National Golf Club, where transition meetings have been underway. Yesterday, President-elect Donald Trump made 2 cabinet appointments. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was picked as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Haley has a pro-life record and had endorsed Ted Cruz in the primaries. Charter school advocate and GOP donor, billionaire heiress Betsy DeVos was named education secretary. DeVos has spoken favorably about homeschooling and does not support Common Core. On Saturday, over 10,000 people rallied in the streets of Jakarta, Indonesia, to show their support for the capital's Christian governor, Basuki Cahaya Purnama, reported the Christian Post. Indonesian police are investigating Purnama on blasphemy charges following an accusation that he insulted the Quran. Earlier this month, around 100,000 Muslims protested in Jakarta, calling for the imprisonment of Purnama, who is in the middle of a re-election campaign. Human rights groups have called on Indonesia's national police to end the investigation of Purnama, the only Christian governor in a Muslim-majority nation. Luke 21:12 says, "They will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake." Missionaries in Turkey report the desperate conditions for thousands of Syrian refugees. Food and heaters are in high need as the weather turns cold. Many parents are considering selling their own organs in order to feed their children. Nearly 200 babies are in immediate need of formula and diapers. One of the ministry leaders said, quote, "Babies die in front of their parents' eyes. Nothing nutritious comes from their hands, and they do not know where to go," unquote. For more information on how you can help, go to christianaid.org. Jesus Christ was declared the King of Poland during a ceremony last Saturday, coinciding with the 1,050th anniversary of Christianity in Poland, according to Christian headlines. Poland's president attended the ceremony, which took place at the Church of Divine Mercy in Krakow. One of the prayers read, quote, "In our hearts, rule us, Christ. In our families, rule us, Christ. In our schools and universities, rule us, Christ. Through the Polish nation, rule us, Christ. We pledge to defend your holy worship and preach thy royal glory. Christ our King, we promise. We entrust the Polish people and Polish leaders to you. Make them exercise their power fairly and in accordance with your laws. Rule us, Christ. Reign in our homeland and reign in every nation for the greater glory of the Most Holy Trinity and the salvation of mankind," unquote. Speaking of Christ, "He shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him." Psalm 72:11. A tragic school bus accident occurred Monday in Chattanooga, Tennessee, leaving 6 dead and nearly 30 sent to the hospital. Chattanooga Police Chief Fred Fletcher stated 24-year-old bus driver Jonathan Walker was charged with vehicular homicide, reckless driving, and reckless endangerment. Stan and Pat Kipling, an elderly Illinois couple, have something to give thanks for this Thanksgiving weekend. Illinois Asset Recovery co-owner Jim Ford had just repossessed the couple's Buick when he had a change of heart, pulled over, and called the bank to see if he could get the car paid off, according to Fox News. Ford set up a successful online fundraiser and returned the vehicle to the Kiplings, all paid off on Monday. What do you have to be thankful for today? 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Listen to George Washington's proclamation, dated October 3, 1789, an eloquent and moving call to the nation to repentance, gratitude, prayer, and obedience to God. Washington appeals to, quote, "all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor, and also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue." And that's the worldview on this Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.